You're about to experience the Play Myself Show, where we dig deep into history, trends, and culture. Now, here's your host, Miles.
Yeah, making sure that y'all can hear me. Making sure y'all can hear me a little bit. Yeah.
Welcome to the Play Myself Show. I'm Miles.
And I am Mo. Can you play that? Can you play the Mo thing? Can you play it? Can you play it?
Little Mo with the gimpy leg.
Yes.
Let's go, Big Mo.
Cliff. He said, no.
Let's go, Big Mo.
What's going on, guys? Today is Wednesday, the 11th. We are in the 2023. Good evening. I'm rocking the black sweater. It's making me look younger. It's making me look thinner. It's making me look balder.
Mo said thinner. You did. Mo, yeah. You think you got a weight problem?
Yeah, man. Since I started getting older. Yeah. And that's a problem that I've been dealing with is as I'm getting older, I can't eat cheeseburgers and stuff no more. And with the new year coming, everyone's doing their New Year's resolutions. They want to go and lose weight and all that stuff. That's always a big one, you know, right. But I don't know. That's the last thing that I want to do is when the new year starts, I want to start hitting the gym. Cause I don't want it to be for that reason. You know,
it's just a sprinkler, right? Just to get you up.
No? I mean, I want to start doing it on my own terms, you know? So I started doing little things. I want to do like, I want to go and get, remember those like old aerobics, videos back in like the '80s. Yeah. I want to do that. I'm so serious. I'm gonna do it in my privacy. It's not like I'm gonna be like
you talking about like that's like Billy Blanks and all those like
aerobics, yeah, like that.
Yo, but bro, you know you could do that on your TV right now. They got them.
Yeah, I'm saying like I wanna set it up so that like in the morning I have a routine. I wake up.
Oh yeah, I start but I'm saying they have that on your TV.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I want to start doing it. Yeah.
That's what I try to do every morning, too.
I want to start doing the old 80s ones, though. Remember the old 80s ones with, like, Richard Simmons? Yeah. like that era? That's what I want to start doing.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah.
That is real. That is real. You could do that. I like the when I be on the Peloton, like, now, because they can swear and stuff, they be freaking motivating the hell out of me. Word.
Yeah, I just need to do something where it's not the same thing every day. And I mean, other people can do. Wait, what did she say? Mo, would you like to me to get sweating with oldies Richard Simmons? Oh God,
that's a lot. Yeah.
I mean, maybe, you know. I definitely want to start doing some like older. It's almost like retro, you know what I mean? I want to start doing some older, like aerobic stuff. You know, I do eventually want to get another TV. So Miles, if you're selling one, save one for me.
I'm not selling one, bro. But you know what though? I was thinking about buying another TV, but I got too many of those motherfuckers, but like they had like the 85 inch joints for like 1500. And I got like about to max out of Best Buy points. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And I'm looking at like the Hertz and like what I would like actually need it for and want to see like crazy. Mm-hmm. So I got to find like something with crazy Hertz. And like that's how they would pop me because then they start getting to like the $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah, I'm thinking about either I'm going to buy a new TV or because I never watch the TV in my bedroom. So I might even put the 55-inch TV in my office and then start like doing the aerobics there. If I can do it like every morning, you know, then I just have a routine.
Yeah, you know, and you start off with like the like a 10-minute joint, 5-minute, do like 5-minute one, and it's consistent on that. Yeah, that's how I used to kill it, but now it's just about getting my old ass up. But I go on the Peloton in my underwears, bro, and knock it out.
But you just once you start getting older, you're not as motivated, and I feel like I need to motivate myself to start like really getting into doing those types of things, you know.
And it's never motivated was when you were young.
Who? When you were young, who was it?
No, I'm saying you know what the number one motivator is when you're young.
It's not females.
No, I'm asking you. Do you know what it is? And what do you think it is, Mo?
What, number one motivator when I was younger, it was
for a young improvement. Man.
Improvement. So, like my workout, like so, I would watch like NBA
players. Let's go, Big right? Mo.
I would watch NBA players, right? Yeah. And I would watch videos on like. Tim Hardaway or Jason Williams and BJ Armstrong and like all these guys that used to ball. And then I'm like, yo, I'm getting my basketball stuff on. I'm ready to go. You know, it was never like me going and working out and pumping iron or anything like that. It was always, yo, I'm about to go on the court and I'm about to start cooking people. And that's what it was. And so I would watch a video or something before YouTube was around. You know, we had like the videos that you could download, like the Napsters and the LimeWire and all that. And then you would download,
The illegal
when I was younger. And so I would watch that. I would go on like NBA.com and watch videos that they had of highlights and inside the NBA, things like that, SportsCenter. And then that's how I would watch my videos and I'd be on point, ready to go. And you couldn't rewind. It's not like you could rewind it unless you taped it. You know, so that was my number one motivator was watching videos and you know, getting like watching actual NBA players, watching the moves that they did, breaking down the moves they did, and then watching why they did the certain things that they did so that I could start analyzing the game a little differently. You know, that
so
was my
So watching men is your number one motivator?
Yeah, watching men playing basketball, grown men playing professional basketball. Yeah, that was my number one motivator. Yeah.
Your number one motivator was watching
for the sport that I was playing. Yeah. Yeah.
If that's the case, that's why you didn't make it to the NBA.
Okay. Son,
there's no way that could like you watching those dudes could be your number one motivator.
Yeah, it was.
It was just you might have been in awe, but they wasn't motivating you. How was they motivating you?
So they were motivating me because I knew that I had a love for the game of basketball. And so when I watched these guys play at the highest level, then that's what motivated me, like, yo, you know, I want to play at that level and I wanna do that and I wanna break down tape, you know, and so I would watch these guys and I would watch people like Michael Jordan breaking down tape and watching Phil Jackson coaching and, you know, those types of things motivated me to be the player that I was at that time. That may not have motivated you.
Because I asked you, what do you think motivates most young men? And you broke it down to some tape you was watching. Right?
You said what motivates me. We
can go back, bro. I said, what do you think motivates most young men, son?
So, I know what motivates me.
What motivates you, Mo?
I already told you.
Watching other dudes play basketball motivates you? That could be the case.
When I was younger, yeah.
But all it did was motivate you to do one thing. I'm talking about like you, for motivation, I believe it should have some overarching purpose.
Are you talking about motivation like life in itself? I mean, I don't understand the question then.
Yeah, what motivates you to do well? Do you believe in
altruism? To do well at what?
Do whatever your personal best or whatever you do. Do you have that motivation?
You're not making any sense, Miles. You're like, you have to break it down into categories.
Okay. So you don't have a motivation to just do generally good?
To be a good person?
Yeah.
I mean,
hold on. Do you believe in altruism?
Can I answer the question?
No, my fault. Go ahead.
So, I mean, I guess to be a good person and good role model, and you would have to have other good role models, including basketball players when I was coming up. So I would say, like, my parents were good motivators, you know, people that I surrounded myself with, like teachers, you know, certain people motivated me to be a better person. But if we're talking general, who did I idolize myself around? It was definitely the people around me. They motivated me to be a better person. It's like, you're married. Does your wife motivate you to be a better person? Probably, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, but who motivates you to do podcasting? Is it your wife?
It's you, Mo.
Stop. Don't make a joke out of this. You know what you're doing.
I'm not making a joke, son. I'm saying, like, it's everybody. It's everyone.
But you see how, like, there's different categories is what I'm saying. So
no, I see what you're saying. So, like, when I say what motivates you, and then you just had to say, like, watching guys play, that's what motivates you. I'm saying, like, what motivates you? It could be a circumstance. But I see what you're saying. Like, I'm dancing around it. Like, it could be mad different things that I'm saying. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Right.
It could be. But yeah. Watching grown men play basketball was my motivation to play basketball. Yep, absolutely. I stand by that. Yep.
See, my motivation to play basketball was just camaraderie, trying to be like just nice around motherfuckers around where I was living. Just be all right.
That's why you were never a good basketball player.
I mean, I did the same thing with my basketball career as you.
So, no, but I mean, I'm not saying it to be mean. I'm just saying look at it like this, right? If my motivation was to the camaraderie in podcasting and you are like really into it and you break down like the different podcasts, you watch them, you analyze things, you obviously will be more successful at what you do because you put more time and effort into the actual craft. And it's the same thing with basketball.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Nah, man. But I feel like basketball. Nah, I feel like I understand what you're saying. I feel like it's a little bit different, but it's exactly the same from how you're saying it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, what's the last thing you ran to, bro? As a man.
Ran to?
Yeah.
Like that, physically run?
Yeah, like that didn't, like it wasn't exercise. Like you weren't running to run.
So like running after something?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out like, as a man, like what should you feel comfortable running to?
To catch something, like my dog.
Yeah, so what's the last, but you should have your dog under control, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but if I'm bringing groceries in and the dog gets out, I have to run after it.
So this is a hypothetical. You just gave me a hypothetical? Or your dog is your answer?
No, I'm saying that actually happened. I was bringing groceries in. Oh. The dog ran out of the house the other day. Oh, so like less than a week ago.
Yeah, I was thinking, what is the last thing I ran to? But that dog
ice cream truck, maybe? Do you run for the? No, for your kid, like.
Never. I'll make him stop, son. Not running to no ice cream trucks. Yo, it's one of those things that you don't think about, but like, imagine, son. Like, I'm almost 40, son. Running to some ice cream trucks, man. I make him stop, son. Yo, the garbage man tried to play me one time, son. Straight up made them stop too. They're not running.
Yo, ice cream is more expensive now too. Like when you get an ice cream from an ice cream truck, mad expensive.
Yeah, dude, ice cream truck, he be coming through the block because he know my son is there, but that's caps. I got all ice cream in the freezer.
But that's one of the things I used to hate was my parents would say,
Brooks, I'm talking about a dude can't, Brooks. For a girl, like, yeah, you running somewhere, I guess that's all right. But, like, if you chase an ice cream truck. Yo, Mo, how far would you chase an ice cream truck?
No, but I'm just asking, why can't a man run for an ice cream truck? Are you too proud to run for an ice cream truck?
Me? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm saying, would you run for ice cream trucks?
Wait, so you're telling me you would never run for an ice cream truck? So why is it fly? I don't understand what...
Bro, ask yourself the same questions.
Just like, asking you.
No, bro. I'm trying to get that man's attention, son. And I feel like I can get his attention, son. I'm not running. Check this out.
So, but you want ice cream.
Yes, bro. I'm not running towards anything that I know could get away too. Like, imagine if he sees me, he just starts going faster, and like we make eye contact. Yeah, like that's like a definitely like a fight after, bro. And when next time I see him. Nah?
No, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. No, listen. All jokes aside, I would never run for an ice cream truck. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, unless it's like sports or something that you're doing intentionally. Yo, that running shit, like running for something is some crazy shit that I've never even thought about.
Like, that's like Cedric saying. That's like Cedric, the entertainer, I was watching a stand-up, the stand-up with Kings of Comedy, when he, the guy said, people call him delicious. And he said, I'm not calling a grown man delicious. And he said, can you imagine me running after him? Yo, delicious.
Yo, I saw this funny shit on TikTok, son, before this shit. Son said, he called this little girl. She was like, it was like a kindergarten class. And he was like, hey, S, sit down. She was like, it's ass. She was like, yo, Mr. D, it's ass. He was like, what? She said, yo, Mr. D, it's ass. My name is Amy such and such. It's ass. My friends call me ass. So call me ass again. Yeah, problem. You hear me, little D? You call him little D? That shit was funny, bro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That shit was funny. But, what you got, bro?
Yeah, I would. So my friend, I know that we were talking about this earlier. So we were talking about white privilege. Yeah. And so... my friend said something about white women basically being scrutinized by both sides, you know, by black men or not black men, white men and black females. And so I was saying, well, you can make that argument, like the whole white privilege thing, or, you know, you could make that argument for anything. And that's what I told her. Don't get me wrong. That is a real thing, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's a real thing for everybody. I said this before. I said white women are the most privileged and deservingly so. I said that's before. Hot take.
Yeah, I mean, but she was
Now I got to back it up, because when I say deservingly so, somebody else watched this. And this is mostly because most men will stop for them and like they'll show that right back as far as like love and friendship right back. And most, and a lot of times, most times be white men, but it'd be a black man too. But if it's like, if you see like a black woman getting beat up in the street, a lot of times dudes just keep going. White, black, purple, whoever. These motherfuckers just keep going, getting her ass whipped. In Walmart, whatever. Let some white girl get her ass whipped in Walmart. Everybody's stopping. That's just happening.
But like, I mean, seconds, not I mean, even. I mean, it really made me stop and think, like, you know, how hard is it for, let's say, a white female with a black man, right? And she's got a biracial kid. Like, she does she really have to look at it from both angles, where not only does she have to kind of take it from white guys and black females, but then she has to teach her kids, like, the reason why people are acting a certain way? Or am I, like, am I bugging?
Nah, you bugging. Because, like, you supposed to check, like, if you that dude, because, like, my wife is white, you supposed to check your family, because your family going to do some wild shit or say some other shit. You got to check your family if that happens, but it should never be, like, no both sides, ain't no nobody doing shit on the low, none of that.
No, let me rephrase that. I'm saying out in the world. Not just your family. So if you you're supposed to check that at the door, make sure that the person that you're with, your family is supposed to be okay with them, right?
They're supposed to respect them. I'm okay with them.
Your wife is at a grocery store,
yeah,
right, and she's getting it from, like, the looks from a white male, the looks from checking a black son. Female,
checking her, me.
Right. Okay.
If I see it. Yeah.
Yeah. If
it's been times where, like, a black chick has tried to, like, do some funny shit to my wife. Like, the fuck you look like? What's good? That's my wife. You know what I mean? I'm not doing that. Come on.
But if she was by herself,
she's by herself. Son, let me tell you a story.
Little mole with the gimpy leg.
Is that what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to check them if they're by themselves with the kids? Because you're not listening, you're not there. Take yourself out of the picture.
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Because I look at it like this, right? It's like you saying, like, if a white dude comes to me and my wife is not there, it's like, yo, it's like if it's a bully, if it's somebody that's, but just because they got different color, that don't mean it. That shouldn't mean anything. It's like, yo, somebody going to try to stunt on you no matter what. And then your kids see it, that's on you, because, like, your first job, my wife's first job is to protect our kids. That's it. You know what I mean?
But I think some people are non-confrontational, right? And so somebody gives them a look, they're just like, okay. You know, because in the real world, you know, you're not going to check every single person that gives you a dirty look. It's just not going to happen.
You got to check your advantage. Yeah, you got to lay on that.
But it's I mean, I get what you're saying, but let's be realistic. We don't check everyone that gives us a dirty look. That's not what happened.
So my mother-in-law, like, she be coming through, like, she's here now, right? Some homeless dude, her and my wife in the car. Some homeless dude is a white dude. He asks me for a dollar. He sees me get out of the car. I'm like, yo, I got you when I come out back out the store. Don't go to my car. Cause I already know he's gonna do, right? I'm like, don't go to my car. Come back out the store. He got my mother-in-law under pressure in the car. Like, he just not, he's not like he don't have a gun or anything. He's got her under pressure because he's like, she's not used to it. Like, him being aggressive is just like where he just has a lot of the space of their personal space. So then I wowed him up. And then she was like, yo, Miles, he's one of the dollar. I'm like, yo, I told this motherfucker, don't come to the car.
But Miles, what? Everyone doesn't do that, is what I'm saying. And
no. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm not saying everybody does that. I'm just saying that, like, everybody has their way of doing that.
Right.
I would say.
Okay.
So, like, that's also in so many words, I'm never looking at color when it comes to that, because it's like, yo, if any, like, to me, like, if you racist right now, yeah, you just, like, stupid. You know what I mean? Like, if you, like, especially, like, if, but if you, like, a closet racist, that means, like, you stupid and you a coward. So I'm just looking at any opportunity to expose anybody on that shit, or for somebody to just approach me on it. Because I would try to educate them first. I'm not looking at them like, I'm not trying to like fight hate with hate type shit.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't think everybody doesn't check everyone. It just doesn't. It just doesn't happen. Okay. That would be ridiculous to say that, because if I were to say, yes, it is. It is ridiculous.
Bro, checking because, somebody don't always got
to
be.
No, you're not listening. Oh. You're not listening to me.
All right, go ahead.
What I'm saying is that for me to sit and say, oh, anytime that this happens, everyone in the world is going to check somebody on this. It's not going to happen. That's what I'm saying. Everybody doesn't react that way. Not the way that you and I would react. Right.
Okay.
I think that that's fair. In a perfect world, would we want that to happen? Yes. But some people are non-aggressive. Some people are just going to ignore it, you know, mm-hmm. but those things do. My point is those things do happen. You know, people will try to bully. They will try to, oh, well, she's with this person, or she's got biracial kids, or, you know, some people are just from the old school and they don't believe in that. And that's their belief. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. that's what I was saying, is like, these things actually do happen if people aren't aware.
Oh, you know? Son, that shit. Yo, let me tell you, that racism shit is the funniest shit. And like, it does happen. Yo, bro, I'll tell you, I was like with this girl, like that was like my girlfriend, and like mm-hmm. her dad didn't know we was together. He came to the house, and like he tried to get like mad brave, but like he was like talking to her outside the room and shit. And I'm like, yo, I'm about to have to go beat the shit out your daddy. I told her, cause yo, he was talking crazy, and I was like, I never met him, but I was like, I seen mad pictures of him. I'm like, yo, this dude's like a little ass dude. Like in my mind, I'm thinking like, yo, this dude's like 5'1". He's like throwing garbage cans, doing wild shit outside. I'm like, yo, I'm about to go calm your father down real quick. And then like, yo, and when he saw I was black, yo, he started wilding even crazier, but he started wilding from a distance.
Wow.
Yeah, I dated this girl
in high school, and I remember one day she said, you gotta go, my uncle's here. And I was like, all right, you know, and I was sitting on the couch, you know, and
yeah.
her uncle didn't believe in that, like, oh, you date outside of your race shit.
Dude,
so shit. I get up and I leave, you know, I'm like, all right, I'll talk to you later. I'll see you later. And I remember she was like pushing me out of the house. Like, you gotta go.
Yeah. But how far was the bitch ass dude for that though?
Well, her uncle. So
yeah, but whose house is it though?
It was her mom's. It was her mom. Like, we were in high school, so.
And she had a father at the house though.
No. Her dad wasn't around. He wasn't. Okay. Yeah, her dad wasn't around at all.
Okay.
And so, I remember I got down the street. This guy must have pulled around, and caught me at the street at the street, because me and her brother were walking, right?
Oh.
And so. He stopped me, mm-hmm. and he said, "Don't you go in that effing house, you know? Don't let me ever catch you in that effing house." Blah blah blah. And so I kept trying to walk away from him, and he did the gladiator thing where, remember when Maximus turned his back on him? He goes, "Don't you turn your back on me?" And he's like, "How dare you turn your back on me?" Now I was about. I was about 16 years old, right? And so, like, he was a bigger guy, you know what I mean? So I said, all right, you know, I'm not going to try to fight this guy, because there's no witnesses. You know, there's nobody around. So he could say that I ran up on him and I tried to do a whole bunch of stuff.
Trying
and I
was like, no. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just... I turned around, and then he was saying something to me, and I said, I'm 16 years old, and I'm like, but when I get older, I'm going to come and see you. And I never forgot that. I never forgot that day. So
Damn.
Fast forward, I'm 26 years old. Uh-huh. I'm visiting my parents had they bought a house, and I'm going to Stewart's for eggnog. And lo and behold, this dude shows up. So he shows up, he's going to get milk or whatever, and then I walked over to the milk aisle with him. And I said, "Do you remember me?" Straight like that. "Do you remember me?" And I
buy this milk.
And so he remembered me.
Hold on. He said, do you remember me? He said,
"Little mole with the gimpy leg."
Yo, I hate you. But he said, no, he didn't remember.
Let's go,
me.
Big Mo.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so, I said, all right, well, I'll wait for you outside, and then you'll remember me then. Yo.
Oh.
I sat outside, and I waited for about 10 minutes. Don't you know he called the cops?
Of course.
He called the cops to escort him out of Stewart's parking lot.
You know what's so crazy about that crazy story you told me, son? When I was 16, it made me feel like how much I've grown. If that motherfucker would have came up to me with just like stopped me on the street, oh man, it would have been some shit that day. Even if it would have just been me and the homies, I would have definitely went home and told my pops or told one of my uncles, like, yo, son, this dude talking about if I go fuck with his niece again, he gonna kill me. What y'all gonna do? Word. At that time, I was big into violence, like wanted to see shit like that.
I mean, we were at a stalemate, you know, because he couldn't do anything to me, really, and I couldn't do anything to him. Because the reason why he couldn't do anything to me was because her brother was there. So
he just told him to go home. That's his niece, his nephew.
No, but he couldn't do anything. He couldn't do anything because if his brother, if anything happened to me, the last person that I was with was the uncle. So he couldn't do anything. And I couldn't do anything because even if I put my hands on him, my biggest thing was, oh, I'm going to have a record, because I didn't know the law at that point. I'm like, I'm going to have a record for putting my hands on somebody. I didn't realize that I could be a minor and do that, you know, but that's the way that I thought. Like, I don't want this to be on my record. I'm trying to go to the NBA, all this other stuff, you know, cause when I was younger, I was Mr. NBA. I wanted to play basketball professionally. I wanted to go overseas. I wanted to do all that stuff. And I couldn't do it if I'm dealing with this petty stuff with this guy in the street. And this guy that just bought a 12 pack of Milwaukee's Best and it's in the front seat of his car. Like, I can't.
Why? Hold on. How old was he?
He was like in his 30s, 40s, probably.
Oh, you definitely should have told Mr. Wells.
No, because that wouldn't have done any good. Because at the end of the day, the way that I look at it is, if I did tell him, right? And he did go and say something to this guy. And let's say they started scrapping or whatever. You know, what would happen if my dad goes to jail?
Yo, bro, it don't got to be like that, though. Why he couldn't have just went and talked to Shorty mother?
But that was the way that I was thinking in my mind.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? I haven't gone through anything yet. You know, so I'm still thinking, if I hit this guy, I'm going to jail. Yeah. Whereas it's the other way around. That's why I said we were at a stalemate, because I thought I was going to go to jail. Like,
Mr. Johnson, and take your ass home for fuck you up.
Yep. Mr. Macy.
Yeah.
My girlfriend at the time, her name was Amy Macy, and she sent me.
You said her whole name, bro. You wildin'.
Oh, yeah. No. No, I don't care. It's all right. You know, she don't watch this podcast. But
yeah, but in the future, did you fuck?
Come on. We were young. We were kids, man. Come on, man. You know, but.
Mo, is that. Come on. I'm fucking with you. Yo, it's mad funny because you always get that person that does that shit. Go ahead, though.
But yeah, she, yeah, that was a different type of moment. I'd never really had to deal with it like up close and personal like that. But I definitely got, I got him back. Amen. I got him back. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Definitely got him. What you did?
No, that was what I did. Like I waited for him because I said, all right, well, you know, you'll remember me. You'll remember me.
If best man so, for you, I would have went outside, he would have beat the shit out of you. You said, what the fuck do you want, brother? Dance. See, to me, that was the super petty part right there. Like 10 years later, you going back like, yeah, you remember me? I drank all my milk now, and I'm going to come beat you up. That's super petty.
Well, you know,
he would have went outside. That's petty. You should have went to jail.
I mean, I don't think it's petty because you got to remember that he came to me when I was a young buck. So it's not petty on my part. It's just I'm evening the score. Mm. Now we're both grown. Now I'm grown. Now try to do what you did before. And that was the whole point was, hey, I'm not little anymore. So if you want to come outside and try to do something, then come out and do it. Now, it didn't mean that I was going to put... It didn't mean that I was going to put my hands on him when he walked outside. I think that's what he was scared of. But
definitely,
it was just a point that you have to walk outside and you got to walk to your car.
After this, I want to do a social experiment. Because Miss Mimi said that she had a mom come to her, who had a boyfriend. She actually pulled up to the side and see what her intentions was because Miss Mimi's white, of course, and then dude was black. And she was like, yo, like she had a real hard lesson about life and race. Because she was his first white girlfriend. Miss Mimi, before that, you never thought anything. What did you think? Like, what was on your mind about that? Like, you didn't think that it was like static? Because I always wondered that shit. Because remember, I told you my wife, she grew up, she never thought about HIV. She never thought she could get it. She never thought it really existed. None of that shit. So I'm like, yo, how? Oh, she said she can't hear me. Oh, my shit is low. So Miss Mimi, so what happened is I read your joint and I was just like, what did you think about like race relations before that, prior to that situation that happened with dude's moms pulling you to the side? You know, that's my question for you. But yeah, Mo. Yo, and I posted something in the Facebook group. I'm trying, guys. But what did you think about that, Mo? I asked, how come when you like being a dude, like thinking about touching the dude is the only straight dude thinking about touching the dude is the only time where like the only thing that could be more inappropriate than actually touching the dude?
Yeah, because you were talking about when you're playing a sport and you slap another man behind, right?
Uh-huh.
And until somebody actually says it, until you actually really think about it, right, it's never a thought.
Uh-huh.
Which that's true. Like it isn't a thought, you know. But I think even when somebody does say something about it,
but if you think about it, Mo, and you don't do it, and you're still thinking about why didn't you do it?
Why didn't I slap another man's ass?
Yeah. So it's like, yo, like if somebody goes up for a rebound, you slap his ass. But if you like, yo, damn, if I slap his ass, he might think I like him, or he might think some other shit, so I'm not going to do it. Like, you got some insecurity issues.
So if you, there was a skit on this, about this, the slap ass skit, right?
Or?
Yeah, there was a skit about this on Key & Peele. So, okay. So there was a guy who excessively slapped people's asses, and they started complaining about it because they're like, yo, my son comes to these games and he goes, yo, dad, why are you letting this man touch your butt like this? Right. And it's not until you actually think about it that you're like, yo, like, I don't want Ralphie slapping my ass like that, because he would do it to everybody. And so he said, who keeps count of how many times I slapped somebody's ass? And somebody was keeping count. And they said, like, 456. So it
Nah, word. But you ever think about that shit though?
What's that?
Just because you're thinking about it, or like somebody's counting, yo, like that, if that makes it, because it's like, yo,
it's excessive.
It's all about sexist, being gay, whatever. Listen about this, right? If you have a dream about being gay, son, you're actually more gay than if you grab a dude's ass. Yo, so like, if I'm like, Mo, so I had a dream that you was taking me, son, that shit makes me kind of gay, son.
Makes me so kind of uncomfortable.
Yo, right? But then, like, yo, if I like just joking around and slap your ass, I'm more gay for dreaming that shit than slapping your ass.
Yo, 50 Cent was doing an interview about Puff, right? And I don't know if you've seen it or not.
He goes,
Puff says some like wild shit. And he said, one day he said, yo, you know, I'm a take you out. He goes, I wanna take you out shopping.
I wanna dress you.
I wanna dress you. I wanna take you out shopping.
Yeah.
So 50 was like, he said, yo, man, he goes, I wanted to put my hands on him. He's like, yo, that type of stuff makes me feel uncomfortable. He's like, I take girls out to shop for them. You try to take, I'm a grown man. You trying to take me out shopping.
Yeah. Nah, that's funny, son.
Yeah. What did Mimi say? What did she say?
She said she only had one boyfriend like that before him that was biracial. So she didn't think anything of it when it happened to her. People still label it as jungle fever. So when she did it, she didn't realize it was that serious. You know, like, I ain't gonna front. When we was younger, that shit was harder, I would say, to be more in a biracial relationship. I feel like it's easier now.
Of course.
Them shits all my life. But yeah. Just been.
Yeah, I feel like, I know I keep getting out of shot, but I feel like more, when I was younger, black women, they were not okay with it, bro. They just were not. But then again, I wasn't the one that they wanted to date anyways.
Exactly.
I wasn't black enough for them.
That was right? Like a hater. That's you call a hater, yeah.
I wasn't black enough for them, but then they would say, "Why don't you date yourself a black?" They would say, "Why don't you date yourself a black queen or something like that?"
Oh.
And I'm like, you know, I have to be a certain. I have to dress a certain way. I have to fit. And I'm not about that. You know, I want to be who I am. You know, and at a young age, I'm like, I want to be who I am without being judged. So if you don't like me, then you don't like me.
Facts. Yo, so like I said, all that shit is ignorance, bro. And if you let that shit fuck with you, all you gotta do is hold you like back. Because it's all like just like stupidity. Be with who you wanna be with.
And I feel like it's 2023, man. Like, people need to understand that, you know, people are gonna do what they wanna do, you know.
But I see some people get hurt over that shit though. Like, I mean, that but night remember when I was about to whip Shorty's ass, Shorty's father ass, she was crying like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was hysterical.
Man. Yeah.
She had country middle names, huh?
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Her middle name was like, it was Joe. Life and Times. Yeah, I had one of those Miles clips too. I had a dope ass one, like just fucking Miles. Yeah.
Oh god.
But yo, what do you think about that show I did? Hold on. Oh. So what do you think about that that show I did, I had to where it's like, yo, nigga, like we watch a movie and I just be like, at the beginning of the show, we just both put up who's who in the movie, and we just back that up.
Yeah, that would be funny. So we could compare each other to different characters. Yeah,
yeah. Let's do it right now. Like, let's do it right now with like a movie that we both like know pretty well. So like,
Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights.
Yeah.
You said Harlem Nights. So
yeah.
Yeah, who is Harlem Nights? You would be Red Fox.
That's funny that you say that because I would think you'd be Red Fox.
That's not funny.
How isn't it funny?
How is that funny?
I'm not Red Fox.
Yo, I could prove
it. I'd be Richard Pryor.
I'll be quick then. Yeah, that's not funny. You wouldn't be no Richard. No, you'd be Red Fox.
I do want to do a marathon where we watch a bunch of older movies.
Bro, you're not good at it though, bro. I can't even get you to watch fucking the one basketball joint.
Yeah, things are busy at work right now, but it'll come up. You know, I'll come around. I'll come around.
Whatever, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, but well, yeah, man. Yeah, I definitely. Go ahead.
No, I'm looking at like Brooks. She's saying her friend's grandfather refused to attend a wedding. She married a white guy 2 years ago. God damn! I'd be like, yo, fuck you, grandpa. Don't fuck with me no more. This is what it is. It's over. I'm like, I'll die for this pussy.
I don't condone bad behavior because you're old. You know how sometimes they say, oh, you're older, they're older, you know how they are, you know how they grew up. Yeah. I don't care. I don't condone. And I'm sick of people making excuses for these older people. Like, oh, well, they grew up in this era, so, yeah. you know how you should know what to expect.
I'm like, but, did you suck a dick in that era? She can suck my dick. Words. Fuck out of here.
He said granted I was sucking dick for crack. What was it for?
Coke.
And he said, then it got me mad was he said your daddy was there too. He said what?
Yo, bro. I'm gonna tell you this funny ass movie to watch though, bro. Oh, you're not gonna watch it anyway. I'm going to start doing my own movie review show too, bro. This show is called Bad Trip. You ever seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
With Lil Rel?
Wait, Bad Trip? No, yeah. I saw Guilt Trip. That's what I saw.
Oh, this shit right here, bro. Bad Trip. This shit right here is funny, bro. This right here.
Oh, I've seen that before. I seen it. That was where they went to the zoo, right? They ended up going to the zoo in one scene.
Yeah.
The gorilla.
Where?
He said, I got to go back and get the phone for my girlfriend or the girl that I want to date or whatever. And they're like, what are you, crazy? You're going to go back in there? And he went back in there.
Yeah, and it just started just fucking him. Yeah, that's just mad funny. Oh, yo, so I went to Nelly's Treats, right? That's my homie. She made Max's birthday cupcakes. And she made me some infused Rice Krispie treats, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Killed those. Gave a couple to the homies. So I was telling her, like, yo, we should start like a... we might try to do like an infused salad dressing. Because I bought this, it's like a $400 pot, bro, where you just put your weed in it and you can make butter and oil. So you can really make anything. So I was like, yo, to like, on the low, sell salad dressing, infused salad dressing, or just butter or jam, right?
Right. That's dope. Oh, that's dope. I mean, I'm sure that you'd be able to sell it, like, sell it for a good amount too. I mean, I'm not good with.
Yeah, so you, I saw like a salad dressing one serving for $5.
You gotta have me make that shit.
Yo, son, I'm trying to make this rush. Son, it's good. So I gotta get the oil. It's just I gotta put the. Dude, I'm thinking about growing like mad weed too, son. So, but I'm about to just go get like a pee, and then mess around with it. We could do some edibles or whatever. Oh, well, you can't. Well, I could. You can help me cook it. I don't know. We could talk about it.
My friend is letting me use her shirt press.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, the way the shirt game is now, bro, we could do it. But it's like, yo, shirt, you can damn near rock it for free. We could do it though. I what's the name? Fifth Place definitely got mad t-shirts for me. If he thought I forgot, definitely throw some drink. You ever been to his lab?
Nah.
It's fly.
Matter of fact, I gotta reach out to him because I want to get some custom bowling shirts made, like t-shirts and.
Definitely, if he don't do it, I gotta do it. If he don't, yeah, he'll do it. Yo, he got his shit is ill though. He got like it's like a 2-floor clubhouse.
Oh, word!
Yeah, and they got like on the bottom, it's like his podcast floor, and on the top, he got like it's all like shirt shit.
Yeah, I gotta I want to start doing it. And I mean, everybody's got to have a side hustle. I know.
Yeah.
I saw
best side hustle this weekend, bro. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Oh, bro. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Yo, it was like you buy one of those handheld pressure washers.
Mm-hmm.
And you just tell people like, yo, you just hit their garbage can like once a month, twice a month for the dub. And you clean out their garbage can. With a dub, and you get like, dude, he got it to where he's like at $900 a week with it.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Damn.
So
yeah, I wanna get into the. I wanna have something, you know what I mean? So like, yeah, like Chris I said Zimbo before, I wanna do the bowling ball thing, but I also wanna, like, once my friend said, oh, I got this shirt press that's just sitting around. I said, yo, let me hold that. And then I could make use of it, you know, and, you know, and then if I do a good job, then I could go and get other like white shirts and like polo shirts and stuff like that. And just create my own. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, what else, bro?
Nothing, man. Nothing tonight.
Tonight's pretty mellow, right?
Yeah, it's real mellow tonight, you know. And me and Brooke were probably gonna we ran across Critters. Remember that movie Critters?
Yeah,
we're gonna watch that after the show.
I got a question. Ladies might like this. Is this honesty always disloyalty?
Dishonesty?
Yes. Is dishonesty always disloyalty?
That's a good question, ladies. That's a good question. What do you think, Miles?
I mean, my question, you want me to go?
You want me to go? I can go if you want me to.
Yeah, go.
I think that it depends on what it is. And if you're not telling the whole truth out of fear of, not even fear, but to protect, then I think it's okay. You know what I mean? But not flat out lie. You know what I mean? Like, so if you keep something from somebody, if she didn't need to know certain information because you knew that it would be either a conversation or it could be misinterpreted or whatever the case is, you know, then there's sometimes where you want to withhold some of that truth. You get what I mean? Do I have to give you an example?
Yes. Of withholding. Right. Like, so if withholding the truth is basically saying, no, you don't agree with it.
Don't agree with what?
You don't agree with it being you agree you don't agree with it being as bad. Or you don't agree with it ever being the same.
Withholding some of the truth and lying are two separate things.
Bro, if you withhold it on purpose, that's kind of like some manipulative shit.
So, all right, look at it like this, right? I got to come up with a decent example. So
I should let off with this. My bad.
No, you're fine. So if you're with your wife and you know that there's a certain product that she wants to get from a store, she okay. was dead set on getting it that day. So she asks you, are you going to go to the store to get it today? Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, you forget. You forget to go. And when you end up trying to look for it later, it's not there. So then if you have to kind of stretch the truth a little bit about it, then
you fucked
I think.
Up.
Okay.
Oh, you don't think you fucked up?
No.
Oh.
No.
No. So, no. Hold on. So you said if my wife, if I knew since she needed something for 2 weeks, right? And mm-hmm. I wait till the day I go to the store, I see it. I'm like, oh no, that should be here next week. That should be here next week. And then I get home and they sold out and I don't tell her like, yo, I fucked around, waited till the last minute. That's why this is there. No?
I mean, if you don't mention it, and she doesn't mention it, then, you know what I'm saying? Then you're better off just, hey, I'm not going to mention it. I'm not going to say anything about it. You know,
whoa, but if she flat out that's going to happen, bro.
But if she flat out says, if she says, hey, did you go to the store and look at this? And then that's where it's like, yeah, you know, I went to the store and I messed up and, you know, but if she don't say anything about it and you withhold it.
What? Son?
Yeah.
No, bro. That's all a trap, son.
Listen,
are you serious? Yo, bro, that's all a trap. Yo, if your wife ever tells you she wants anything or needs anything, she remembers that shit. So, especially if you know and she knows there's an opportunity you could have had before, you might as well just go home and admit that whole shit, kiss her, eat the pussy that night, do whatever you got to do. But, like, if you fucking just hopefully she's not going to say nothing, you're bugging the fuck out. She's holding that shit.
I wouldn't say anything about it. I would keep looking. I would keep actively looking for it. But I am not saying now if she says something to me about it. So like if Brooke were to say, oh, did you go to the store and check this out and see if it was there? Then I would break her the bad news. I would take full responsibility for it. However, if she don't mention it, I'm not mentioning that shit.
But you don't think like, yo, she look at you like a bitch ass motherfucker for that shit?
She might.
Like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I forgot there's some bitch niggas in here.
She don't look at it like that? You would think so?
She might be upset or she might think about it. But if she doesn't say anything to me about it, then I'm going to go the next day to look for whatever it was that I was going to get. Or, you know, but I'm not going to mention it. I'm not going to tell them myself.
Oh, I see what you're saying. You're still going to try to pursue the thing. You're not just going to be like, oh, she's in the nice and fuck it forever.
Yeah, no. Oh,
okay,
no.
Okay.
I'm going to look for it. I'm still going to actively look for it, but I'm not going to tell on myself because if I tell on myself and be like, oh, like look at it like this, right? If I knew that the day that I was supposed to get it, I just forgot, right? Uh-huh. And then that night I'm on my way home and I'm like, shit. I go to Walmart, it's not there. Now, I'm not going to rush home to say, I was supposed to get this thing and I completely forgot.
Yo, so let me ask you something. Do you believe that lying and fear are directly correlated?
lying in fear.
The only reason you lie is because you're scared.
No.
Word?
That's not the only reason that you lie.
Why do you lie?
I think that you lie because you don't feel like, all right, do you fear an argument with your wife?
Yes, sometimes.
All right. So, sometimes. So then that means that there's other times that you don't fear it. If you're saying sometimes, that means that sometimes you fear it, sometimes you don't.
No, that's like saying, so you basically saying, like, do you fear your wife?
No, do you fear arguments with your wife? Do you fear confrontation? Right, so then sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
But that don't make me lie.
Right, but the thing is, and I'm not saying that it does. What I'm saying is, there are some times where you don't feel like dealing with the BS.
Right.
You don't feel like dealing with the argument. So I wouldn't say that lying is directly from fear. Sometimes it's just, shit, I don't want to hear your mouth. I don't want to hear you say certain things. I just don't feel like, you know, and sometimes that's what it is, you know, and I'm sure that if there's something that I'm going to argue with Brooke about and she knows that I'll argue with her and it may be an argument that she's not going to win, then it may not be something that she's going to bring up. You know, she may have to, you know, Brooke's not the lying type, but she, I would say there are definitely some things that she would avoid. You know, she would probably avoid a conversation about certain things because I might get a little riled up.
Yo.
You know, she might. You know, I'm not saying she full on. It's really just for the example.
You know what, you know what I mean?
What?
You're not answering the question.
How am I not answering the question? You said, is it incorrect?
No, it's the same thing.
It's not.
Is it directly correlated? No.
No, I said no. I said it wasn't directly correlated. And that's, I said no at first, and then I answered why. I was like, I don't think so.
I think that shit is definitely. Because it's like, yo, if you fear an argument, you fear whatever, that's why you're going to lie to stop it from happening. No?
But some people will lie because they just don't want to deal with the argument. Right. They don't want to deal with it. It's not a fear.
Oh, it's not fear. That's what you're saying.
It's not a fear. It's not like I'm scared of it.
Well, that's where you need to goddamn leave. You're right, though. Yeah. It's just like they just need the peace of mind. Like they don't got it. Yeah. They just don't want to deal with it. The headspace. Yeah.
Like, because sometimes it's like, if you know that you got a long drive ahead of you and you know that if you say this one thing that's the truth, then that's going to be a long drive home.
You're going to
try to avoid that. You're going to try to, you may have to, you know, say a couple of things around it.
Yeah. No, I definitely get what you're saying. Definitely. Yeah. Word. That's a good shit though. Word, guys. Thank you for listening to the show. This is Miles, and this is
Let's Go Big Mo.
There we go.
Little Mo with the gimpy leg.
Oh no. All right, guys.
Hold on.
Have a good night.
Hold on, real quick. Cause I know she has some fire for us for that joint, but it was saying withholding information isn't always a bad thing. Sometimes they just don't need to know at all. Some people overreact in the smallest things and you just don't want to deal with it. Yeah, I agree with that now. But I'm talking about lying. Hold on. My best friend once lied to me for a while, 12-hour trip, because my grandmother passed away. Oh, that's different. Yeah, my parents were in another state. She wanted to wait for the time to happen. Yeah, that's different. I'm talking about, yeah. Well, you guys won. You got it. All right? You guys won. All right. Love, people. Yeah.
Later.
Yeah, I gotta see how to finish this.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media at Play Myself Show. Check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, stay yourself.